You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So I was telling you that we're going to be sharing this story from one of our listeners, this guy who came up with an idea for reinvigorating his love life, but his lady friend is, I guess, not on board with this idea.
Did she go, nah.
Well, his name is Ryan. He didn't ask us to change his name, so we're just saying it. His name is Ryan. Dom, Emily, Jeremy, I've been with my girlfriend for 4 years. We've lived together for the last three. Things are good, but like a lot of couples, we go through stages where the physical part gets put on the back burner. Let's jump in here for just a second. Jeremy, would you know anything about that?
The physical thing, back burner?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's way on the back burner.
We got
way
a lot of burners.
Way back there.
It's, like, it's not even in your kitchen anymore.
No, it's like a burner at Sears or something. All right.
In Idaho.
Right, in Iowa.
So what he's saying, I guess, here is that their love life tends to go through stages where it's dormant.
Sure.
Back to his letter. He writes, so I suggested something that I think is a great idea, but she must have taken it the wrong way, and now things are awkward. The idea is we go 3 weeks with no sex of any kind. But during those 3 weeks, we have complete makeout sessions. Kissing, hugging, but nothing else. You know, making out. She has taken it to mean that I don't like the other stuff or that she's no longer attractive. I just think it will add an element of unfulfilled desire.
It's the spark. It's rekindling the spark.
I like the way he
words
this.
Is there any over-the-shirt action?
Yeah,
or is it just,
she?
It's just lips.
Just
lips
making out is all he's saying.
And embracing. Okay.
He says, I think it will add an element of unfulfilled desire. And then he writes, Dom, you're a relationship expert. Don't you think this is a great idea? Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to withhold my opinion on this until we talk about it and our listeners call in and say whether this is a good idea to take a time frame. He went 3 weeks. Maybe somebody wants to go a month. Maybe they want to do 2 weeks. Some people might want to do more.
Sure.
Where you, no matter how hot and heavy things get, you got to put a stop to it.
Just kiss.
All you're going to do is make
God
out.
Dang it.
What is her problem? Because it sounds like they're not getting the boom boom on all the time. And he's even saying, okay, let's not have sex. It's like a...
It kind of takes you back to like high school or like a college thing.
Elementary school.
The anticipation. Like a, yeah, see, a third grade thing.
But it's possible that we are kind of projecting our own history and our own lifestyle. When he says we go through stages where the physical part gets put on the back burner, he could mean for like 4 or 5 days.
Well, I'm living that lifestyle, really.
So, let me 3 weeks to him might be quite an investment in time.
Right. You'll think I'm making this up, but something, you know, along the same lines happened to us the other day where, you know, our life is pretty chaotic. We don't see each other a lot. We're not really romantic. And we were in the kitchen the other day, and it was like a scene out of a TV show or a movie, Emily. There was a pot on the stove. It was boiling water. It was going everywhere. Both kids were crying, and the smoke detector was going off, okay?
Oh, tell me
so
more.
So we just kind of looked at each other like we both... unspoken said, this is what our life has become. And we didn't say a word. And I reached into Nicole and I just scooped her around the hip, around the midsection. Aww. I pulled her in and we made out for like 30 seconds.
While the smoke alarm was going.
While everything was happening.
Aww.
And it was one of those moments that was just like so incredibly special. And it was like, boom, spark again. You know, like 13 years later, we're like dewy in love again.
I don't think we have a single listener right now who hasn't melted at that
and
story.
It was so special. And I feel like that's what this guy is wanting to kind of achieve here.
The element of unfulfilled desire.
Do it!
When was the last time you made out? It's like making out only happens in the first 6 months when you really like each other.
Right, that's
very
true.
Way to bring that back.
Let's see if we can get some calls on this, see what people think about Ryan's plan. Would you, A, be on board with this? B, have you done this? And why do you think his girlfriend is saying, well, then you just don't find me attractive anymore? Good morning, Wendy.
Hi.
What's the word?
I think she's being sensitive. I think it's a great gesture. I think it goes way back to the old days where they waited to have any kind of relationship, you know, where you waited for marriage. And I think it's a good idea.
Well, I know Jeremy and Nicole did the thing for like a month before their wedding where they stopped having any relations.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah.
Just to try to rekindle.
Just to rekindle it. And it makes it more, it makes you more desirable.
She fell asleep on our wedding night. Throw that out there.
She probably falls asleep every night.
Done him out.
Wendy, thanks for being on the show.
Sure.
Have a great day. All right, so Ryan, there's one vote for go ahead and do this. Here's Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Hi, good morning.
What do you want to say about this?
I think that it's a really good idea. I don't know if I would do it for 3 weeks, but definitely a good idea. It does take it back to like an old traditional time, and I think she was being sensitive, and she should just try it.
So
what's the harm in trying it?
Are you just kissing?
Yeah. Are you in a relationship?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so how long would this be good for you?
Wait a minute.
Before you answer, how old are you?
I'm 20.
You're 20.
19, 20, right. Yeah.
So I think if you go 3 days, it might be a long time, right?
Yeah, but a week is like a pretty good time for me.
A week?
Just a week of making out, then man, she is horny. Let's get going. Let's get down to business.
Oh, honey.
Oh, that's great. You know, this reminds me of one of my all-time favorite jokes. Can I tell it in a minute?
You have to now.
I will. Mary wants to hear it. Mary, thank you for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
Go get busy.
See, 3 weeks I think is perfect because also, ladies, that means you don't have to shave your legs for 3 weeks.
Here's Robin. Hello, Robin. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What do you want to add to this?
Well, I was just saying, I think it's an absolutely great idea because I'm 48. My husband and I have been together for 3 years.
Yeah.
And just, 4 kids, hustle and bustle, it gets tough, but we're very spontaneous. Like, he'll come home from work, and I'm doing
right
my thing.
Right in front of the kids.
He's getting ready to get in the shower or whatever, and I grab him.
So he's naked.
I kiss him, well, before he's naked. Oh. I kiss him passionately, and then I just walk away.
Oh, you're teased.
And then, and then later on, it hits him, and it's like, wow.
It's like a love grenade.
You've got to have that spontaneity and just the desire for your partner, and they need to mix it up.
Yeah, let's start. Let's finish what we started earlier.
So what you're saying is it takes them a while to realize what that kiss meant, right?
Yeah.
You go, girl.
You're really kind of saucy, aren't you, Robin?
I am.
Yeah.
I'm envisioning Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah. Well, listen, congratulations. How many years you guys been married?
30 years. Wow.
Congratulations to you on that.
Oh, you give him a kiss from us.
Yeah, tongue kiss.
Not from me.
Thank you, Robin.
Thanks. You guys have a great day.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.